Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, yeah. Yeah, it don't matter. Yeah. What race, creed, or color. Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jazz Irvin, your host for the debut show of Let's Speak On It. Our primary mission here is basically threefold. We aim to inform our voting listeners of current news and trends happening on the political front that impact their lives, having an open conversation and sharing information and opinions. Two, to filter out the noise that we experience in this era of information overload and so many 30-second sound bites that can unfairly represent the truth, thereby misleading the general public. And three, we want to start a grassroots movement to get the public to act in the upcoming elections, to make informed decisions and elect those that truly have the best sense of the country / nation at heart, and not those of special interests, big business, and signing pledges that impede the spirit of cooperation. We believe this will help to elect government officials that will set the country back on a real path to prosperity and be a leader to the rest of the world. So once again, let me welcome you on board to Let's Speak On It. Folks have asked me why I wanted to take on something like this, and basically it's just to get the citizens of the country to a call for action. The Republican Party and the Tea Party are basically railroading our democracy and turning it over to large corporations and basically bankrupting and trashing the country. So it's time that we get together now, because November 2012 will be here before we know it, and now is the time that we need to start acting. Now is the time we need to come together and start a civil disobedience movement across this country to start educating people as far as what the real issues are and not so much of the noise that we hear. That and the fact that we have so many other right-wing media functions and groups out there, and that's really the tone that the majority of people are listening to. We don't have enough left-wing individuals, I would say, that are paying attention to what's going on, and they're being drowned out. Granted, we've got folks on MSNBC like Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, Ed Schultz, but they have far, far more on the Fox Network and some of the radio shows like Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and basically folks that are extremists. So we need to try to counter that now and start things to rolling now. As I'm sure all of you have seen, the different things that are taking place by the Republicans, the Tea Party, to subvert the government that we have today. Now, as far as the format of the show, it'll only be successful with your input. I'm not coming on here to basically sit and talk for an hour at a time because I need your input. We need to share ideas. We need to share information. We need to talk about different events and activities going on around the country. We need to support each other, and as far as not just for federal government, but for the states as well. The whole objective of this thing is to get President Obama reelected in 2012, give him a second term so he can finish the business at hand that he has started. And we have to get back control of the House and maintain control of the Senate. Our objective is to basically get all these Tea Partiers back out of government, because they are not about governing. They're about turning our country over to big business. You know, anybody that will sign a pledge, come into office, and agree or swear an oath to uphold a pledge not to raise taxes on corporate America, because they're their biggest political donors, doesn't have the interests of this country and doesn't have the interests of democracy at hand. So we want input from everybody here. Like I said, we need to share information, ideas. We need to take action to affect change. And I think the time is such that we need to mobilize now in order to have a successful 2012 election. We need to reach out all across the country, just like we saw, for example, take place up in Wisconsin. You know, the Republicans and the Republican governor there basically did whatever they could to subvert the Democrat process. And one of the things that they're trying to do also with all this movement of doing away with unions and breaking down collective bargaining rights is basically to weaken the base of the Democratic Party, because that's where the majority of donations for the Democrats come from. Now, I've been said that the Democrats haven't been actually upholding their end and supporting the unions and providing them the backing that they need. And there's been criticism of President Obama for being willing to compromise rather than stand up to some of the folks that are causing, I'll say, this disorder in the country. So let's hear from you. We got a number here, 646-378-0763. Again, it's 646-378-0763. Let's call in and voice opinions. It's going to be an uphill battle, but I know together we can do this. We cannot afford to sleep on it. You know, there are a myriad of obstacles to overcome as Republicans try to steal the next election. One of the things that's out there right now is it's happening in about 32 different states as we speak that are Republican controlled, and that's controlled by either governor and members of their representatives or Senate or Assembly, that majority of Republican. They're changing voter rights, voter ID requirements. For example, in the state of Texas, Rick Perry enacted a law that basically says you must have a photo ID. Now, here's the bad thing about it is a military, Texas is a very large military state, a military ID is not valid for voter registration. However, an expired license to carry a handgun, carry a sidearm, is considered valid. How awkward is that? And military is, Texas has been one of the states that have prided themselves on their support of the military. There's a huge military population in that state. But it's not within my reason as to why he come out and do something like that, unless the fact he thinks most military are a Democrat and try to get him out of office. The moves by the Republicans led by the Tea Party to block everything good that the president has tried to do. I mean, we know that they're trying to make him fail on everything that he does. Even when they have come out with the ideas first, their own suggestions, and the minute that the president has backed them, they basically backed away. So they're doing things, the party of no is doing things all along. In other words, to try to stop him, no matter what, they want to make him fail. That was stated from day one. Rush Limbaugh, who was one of their, I'll say, informal leaders, has declared that from day one of his presidency. And so we need to get out there and we need to counter what they're doing. Stop on the lies and everything else and put the truth to the lies so the public will know. We need to educate the public because, in my view, we don't spend enough time researching and doing due diligence on the officials that we're put in office. In a lot of cases, we put more thought into picking out the clothes that we're going to wear for the day than we do of marking that ballot and saying who's going to come into office and support us. We should never, ever be voting for someone who signs a pledge to some special interest group that says we're never going to raise taxes, because we can't come out of this economy the way it is right now without that being done. Everything says throughout history, even during the Great Depression, that we have to have a balanced approach to revenue as well as deficit cutting. And I'm very afraid about what's going to happen when this commission comes into being after the vacation break for Congress. One of the biggest things that's happening right now is because we just had the 2010 census take place, and that's causing a lot of redistricting to be going on around the country. And I don't know of, all of the different states. I do know of a couple of examples where gerrymandering is taking on right now, and it is going to be challenged in federal courts. And if you're not familiar with what gerrymandering is, it's basically the party that is in control in that state, and in this case, Republicans. Republicans are basically redrawing the voting districts map for their various states, and they're basically trying to, what they call, pack and crack different districts where, for example, Democrats have a large majority of voters. Now, in North Carolina, what they're doing is they're actually packing the different districts. At present time in North Carolina, there are 7 districts that are majority Republican, and there are 6 districts that are majority Democrat. Under the new redistricting map that they have drawn up, there will be 10 districts that are Republican and 3 districts that are Democrat. Basically, what they do is they take those adjacent districts and put them, lump them all together in one in larger districts to reduce the effectiveness of the vote. The constitutionality of that will be challenged in the courts, and hopefully it'll be upheld. In the case of packing, I know in California, they're doing that, for example, in the area of Compton. There are large constituents of Black and Hispanic voters in there, and they're basically compacting them into a single district so as to they'll have all the voting power they need, but they will only be able to elect one representative. I'm not sure what states we have calling in from or people that we have on the line. And I know there are some here in Maryland. There are some in Texas. They are actually tied into a couple of groups that are out in Texas right now. And if you know anything about what's going on right now with the redistricting and you have a comment or whatever, please feel free to dot punch one on your phone and so I can see you and you can call in and talk to us. Again, the number to call is 646-378-0763. But this is going to be open for discussion. Like I said, it's not me sitting here talking for an hour. I like to get everybody's feedback on various topics that are going on. And those topics can range anywhere from the jobs bill, what we saw happening on the with CBC, the victory over in Libya now that Muammar Gaddafi is out, death threats to the president and his family, the deficit, this Bank of America executive that basically told Rick Perry that they've got his back and they're going to cover him and back him and things like that. So looks like we've got a caller right now. 1 second. Caller. This is thank you for calling. Let's speak on it. Caller, last four numbers, 1929. You're on.
Hey, Mr. Irving, I just first like to thank you for taking the bold step and the initiative to initiate this show and to have this show and to put yourself in a position where you're able to get the information disseminated to the masses, and maybe during the course of your working, get the president reelected and some other officials reelected, and help out some other people along the way. So the purpose of my initial call is just to say thank you for doing what you're doing, sir.
Yeah, I really appreciate that. I mean, because it's going to take the support of all of us to do this. I'm just a single voice, and I think we can get this thing going. I'm not sure how many folks are out on Facebook.
Did I lose you? Hello? Mr. Irving, are you there? I believe we may be having technical issues. Let's just hold on and see if Mr. Irving gets back in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Mr. E. I am one of the DJs here on Blog Talk Radio. I was actually the caller speaking with Mr. Irving. I believe, I don't know how, but he got kicked out of the system, and we did not want to lose the listeners that he has and want to do everything possible to get him back in. If you are listening, Mr. Irving, he's in a studio somewhere other than where I am. Just try to call back in and just call the show in from the numbers that are your host call-in numbers and your host PIN numbers. Just do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I am trying to hold the show down for Mr. Irving until he comes back, please give us a call with your comments, thoughts, suggestions. The number is 646-378-0763. 646-378-0763, just call in and press 1 on your keypad, and I will open the lines up and take your calls and comments until we can get Mr. Irving back on. This is his debut show. It's the very first one. It's his first time using Blog Talk Radio, so we're going to do everything in our power to get him back on. So just be patient, ladies and gentlemen, and bear with us. And I'm pretty sure that he will be back in a very few minutes. Callers, talk to me. Tell me what you think about the political situation that's going on now. I believe I'm dropped. Wow.
Hello, everybody. Sorry about that. We had a minor technical difficulty. Looks like we had some problems with our Skype connection. Do we have a caller online? We'll bring that caller on right now. Hello, caller. Welcome to Let's Speak On. Your last four is 7273 on your phone. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Well, I want to thank you very much for coming on, and I appreciate your comments, and I will do all I can to support you and what you're doing. I really like this show so far, and it's very informative. I want to thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for the comments, and I appreciate the support. Again, this is my first time doing one of these things, and so hopefully it's a learning process for me, but it's going to get better as time goes on. My thing is I just wanted to talk about the issues, but my main thing is I want to get feedback from you all. If you're out on Facebook at all, you can get into one of our groups, and I would suggest the group Take Back the House in 2012. We have a lot of lively threads going there, discussions and things where we share information, factual information, and we have some pretty good heated discussions, but the main thing about it is we can all agree to disagree. There's no love lost. Everybody gets to express their opinions, and, you know, I'd like some folks right now to express their opinions about what's going on. What do you think is happening, you know, this issue where they made a big deal out of the president taking vacation? I mean, every president takes vacation. The fact that they don't give him credit for what happened in Libya without having any troops on the ground, putting any you know, U.S. military lives in harm's way. There seems to be nothing that this man can do that he can get credit for, not only from the Republicans, but even in the press. They're always in Libya some type of way of giving him one little compliment, but always throwing that little snip in there at the end to basically kind of take it away from him. But we need to have input from everybody. We need suggestions on what we can do to move forward. And we need to talk about things such as jobs. I'm looking forward to the president coming out with a very strong job bill. And I'm hoping that a lot of folks are talking about how he compromises too much. And they want him, they talk about him being an ineffective leader. Well, you're not ineffective when you have accomplished the things that he accomplished the short time that he's been in office, which is one of the reasons I want to keep him there in office, because I think over 8 years' time he can do a heck of a lot more and more beneficial for the country and for the middle class and the poor. And the other thing I want to stipulate here, this is not just about blacks getting together to get President Obama back in office. This is about poor people and middle class, regardless of race. We have to organize and we have to unite to do the right thing to get him reelected, as well as take back the House from the Tea Party. The Tea Party basically stemming from a lot of hate groups that have increased significantly since he has gotten elected, actually since he was even campaigning back in 2008. But if you look at the Southern Poverty Law Center, they've done extensive studies on it. The fact that hate groups continue to grow, and basically, that's where the Tea Party is getting its energy from. You know, and then you hear all these claims about they don't want big government in their lives and take back their country. Well, what are they taking back their country from? Can somebody talk to me about that? What is big government in your view, and what are they trying to take the country back from? I'd like to hear some inputs from some of the folks that we have on the phone or even in the chat room. We've got a few folks in the chat room right now. But don't just sit silent, everybody. Let's speak up. That's what it's all about. Let's speak on it. I don't want to sit here and do a lecture for an hour because I want everybody's input. We want to share ideas. We want to hear your voices. So don't be afraid. It's not about intellect or anything like that. Let's share what we think. Not about being politically correct. It's just voice your opinions. Make your voice and your vote heard. Let's do that. What I will do is tell you about some events that are going on right now, since nobody wants to speak up at the moment. I know everybody aware of the march and the King Memorial dedication. One more before I go there. We've got somebody calling in. All right, go ahead, call. 02.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, I want to thank you for your show and having a voice that we can listen to. Two things I'd like you to speak on. One is an uphill battle for me when I'm talking to people about why President Barack Obama should be reelected. And they talk about the fact that no sitting president was ever reelected with unemployment above 8 or 9%. If you could just briefly touch on, one, the unemployment rate he inherited, and two, the amount of jobs that were lost under the previous administration versus his, I think it would help clarify for people why we can't just look at a number, but we need to look at the whole picture.
Okay. Thank you for your call and thank you for your support. When it comes to him being reelected, there have not been any presidents in history, they say, statistically, that whenever the unemployment rate is above 8%, it's typically a time where they are, the public, general public is not satisfied with them at the time. And so, therefore, it's what Republicans are trying to do in regards to everything that they're trying to deny them to keep the economy from improving, to get the unemployment rate down. That is their main goal, to keep unemployment up. That's why they won't pass a tax break or anything like, or any tax increases on corporate America or the wealthiest 1% in the country. It's been proven in the past, in the Great Depression under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that it was the voucher process that actually helped end the Great Depression. And Roosevelt even went so far as to impose a tax on the wealthiest citizens of the country and corporations of 73%. To basically turn the country around. Now, 2.5 years later, that amount was lowered to 1.5%, but it was basically bringing in revenues. You have to have revenues at the same time you're trying to make cuts. Like every economist says, you can't cut your way out of it. Now, as far as the number of jobs, we've got, they basically say we have 14 million people that are out of work, an unemployment rate of about 9.1%. Now, what they don't explain is 8 million of those jobs were lost under George Bush, under the Bush administration. And Department of Labor statistics basically show that under President Obama, when he enacted the stimulus plan, he basically had a net loss of 41,000 jobs on his watch. And jobs and basically employment was steadily getting better until we hit a couple bumps in the road because of the market. I mean, there's other things that are affecting us just besides what's going on here. The world market, because we are now a global, entity. Everything all over the world now affects us because of the banking situation that we now have. I mean, everybody has been aware of too big to fail and the impact that had and bailing out the banks. And that's where we are. The model with corporations now and what people have to understand is the majority of the jobs that went away will probably never come back. I'll say at least half of the jobs that went away will never come back because we're in a new business model now around the world. And you have all these corporations that are basically sitting with trillions of dollars in their coffers for one reason, because the profits, because they're sending so much work overseas and getting cheaper labor, that they're not going to bring that work back here for that very reason. And oh, by the way, they're being incented by laws that Congress passed to move those jobs overseas. So why would they actually create more jobs over here? Now, what you are seeing from a global standpoint is wherever labor is cheapest, that's where companies will do business. For example, that's why Mercedes-Benz and BMW are building plants here in the United States right now, because our labor here for building cars is cheaper than it is in their country. So that's an issue we've got to face now, that this new global environment has actually changed the business environment around the world. But besides that, you get greedy folks up in corporate that don't want to contribute shares, such as the Koch brothers in Koch industry. They're huge oil, they're big donors to Republicans and Tea Partiers alike. and that's what they're based in. They're based in doing everything from a corporate standpoint, and that's what they're going to protect. They're two of the wealthiest billionaires in the country, two brothers, Dave and Charles, and they're worth about $20.5 billion each. And Warren Buffett suggested that, you know, wealthiest start paying their fair share of taxes. Coke basically told them to take a hike. They're not going to do it, that they donate to various causes that they feel do more for the country than what the government can do with that money. So until we figure out a way around that, unemployment is going to be very slow in recovering. Now, they say that small business is basically the engine for creating the majority of jobs that we have in the country. And I agree with that. So what we need to do as part of this movement, okay, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people that get involved in this movement that are out there on Facebook and other things that have small businesses. There are millions of small businesses within this country. The vast majority of them are mom-and-pop type businesses that are being run out of a home office. But what we can do, and from just a suggestion that I have, when I was growing up in Chicago, we had a thing called a Black Business Director, because we were trying to basically support each other as far as growing business and growing economically strong in the Black community. Well, what we need to have is a small business directory of all businesses where we can basically trade amongst ourselves. In other words, take money out of the pockets of corporations and put it in small businesses just by patronizing those businesses. And maybe in doing so, those businesses will start seeing enough increase in the workload that they will start hiring people. If small businesses believe to be the engine that generates those jobs, then that's where we need to focus. Understand there's a lot of things that are produced that we can't get through small businesses right now, but that's not to say that we couldn't get those or they can get better products through small business. So that's one of the things we're going to have to do and create those tax. Then there's plenty of tax credits for more small business. All right. So anybody else have any? I'll say there's another caller. Looks like he has some input. I'm going to stop for a minute and take this call. Hello, caller. Last four is 6387. Hello.
Hey, Jazz. How you doing, man? This is Derek.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah, man. I don't have any questions, man. I'm just sitting back listening to everything you're saying, and you're doing a great job, man.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate support. Most definitely.
Yeah. So I'm just going to sit back and soak up all the information.
All right. Well, you need to share some information with us now.
Yeah, for sure. We'll pass it on. So anything I get right here, I'm passing it on to everybody else I know.
All right, then. I appreciate that.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Okay. So I'm not sure if I answered your question in regards to the reelection and the unemployment. I would like to say that maybe we can make this a first. In other words, President Obama was the first African-American to be elected president. Maybe he'd be the first African-American, first president, period, that got reelected with unemployment above 8%. If we can educate the public enough, if we can make them know that what the Republicans are basically doing is sabotaging our government, they are selling our democracy to corporate America, and they have no intentions of doing anything good to poor and middle-class citizens in this country. That's the message that has to be conveyed, and that's the message that will keep President Obama in the White House. That is the message that will get, in my view, the Tea Partiers out of Congress. We have to hit that message hard, long, and loud and get it through to people, and not necessarily just Democrats, but the independents. And there are some Republicans that aren't so resistant to doing the right thing. So we have to reach out to those people. We have to start a door-to-door campaign in this country to start convincing people. Why would you want to vote for somebody that basically swears to uphold a pledge that is going to do you no good? Why would you put somebody in office that's basically going to do you harm? That's the question I have. But like I said, most people don't do the due diligence. Some of us us just vote out of habit because that's what our parents did or our family members did. We vote to follow the same things like we do for sometimes in religion. If your mom was a Baptist and you were raised a Baptist, you typically stayed a Baptist, and when you had kids, you raised them the same way. Unless there was something to come along and basically give you that aha moment to say, this needs to change. This is not the right value that I need to be following. And that's what we need to do. We need to get the right values out there, the truth out there, so people know. And what I wanted to talk, one other thing, I just wanted to bring up some points of events that are going on in the Washington, D.C. area this weekend. We've got the March on Washington scheduled for Saturday, August 27th at noon. Now, the group of folks in Facebook on Take Back the House in 2012, there's actually going to be about 109 folks in that group that are going to be meeting up at Starbucks on 15th and I Street in Northwest at 11 a.m. To form up to march over to the Lincoln Memorial for the march from Lincoln Memorial to the Dr. King Memorial, and that's on Saturday. On Sunday, there is the actual dedication of the King Memorial on August 28th. Now, because of the hurricane that's coming into the area, that may put a damper, no pun intended, on some of the activity. But right now, from what I've seen on the news up to an hour ago, they're basically saying they're still going to go through with the dedication. Some of the activities that have been going on this week and will go on the rest of the week are going to move indoors because of the weather situation. But they're still saying they're going to go through with the dedication on Sunday. And again, those folks that are going to be in the march on Saturday, there's actually going to be a MLK cocktail recreation hour, or reception, I'm sorry, a cocktail reception at 901 Restaurant and Bar on Friday, August 26th at 6 p.m. That's right by the Marriott Renaissance Hotel on Lincoln I. So come on out and support the members, and support the drive. Just going back to the issue of unemployment, and we're talking about small business, I just want to give a little shout-out or recognition to a couple of folks that I know that have small businesses and a couple of folks that are actually in some of the Facebook groups. If you're not familiar, go on Facebook and look up Herb Wright, and that's spelled W-R-I-G-H-T, and he is an author. He has a book out called Do Clones Have Souls? And maybe you can hit him on his Facebook page and see if there's an interest there. He can probably give you a synopsis of the book and see if there's an interest. But I know he's a new and upcoming author and probably would like to see his works being patronized by us. There's another brother by the name of Torrance T. Swain, S-W-A-I-N. And he owns a business that does home remodeling. And if you go out on his page, you'll see pictures of some of the work that he's done. My understanding is fairly reasonable. And from what I've seen of work, as far as the pictures, he does some great work. There is Mitchellville Florist, owned by Glenn Mahone, and that's located in Greenbelt, Maryland. And flowers, cards, and things like that, we frequent his establishment. John Walker Turner, he is a counselor and attorney at law, and he's associated with the Black Lawyers Association. Matter of fact, I think he's one of the presidents here in the local area in Prince George's County in Washington, D.C. There's also NW Systems, owners Nate Williams, and they do basically administrative and information technology support and services. So look these businesses up. What I want to do is actually create some type of a directory that we can put out on Facebook or maybe out on a web page. We can start listing these businesses and sharing information and patronizing and supporting one another. As we grow, we can hire folks. President Obama has already talked about giving a $3,000 credit to businesses that hire people off of unemployed roles. So if that's an incentive, then I don't know what is. There's other programs out there as well. So there's plenty of things that we can do to take on our own rather than to put everything everything, I'll say, on President Obama's shoulders, because everybody seems to think he's Superman and he has the answer for everything. But then when he does things right, he gets no credit for it. What are your views, just to change subjects now? In the last couple of days, there have been death threats that have been made on the president and on the family. One chairwoman out of South Carolina, the Tea Party there, basically put out that she would like to see President Obama and his wife pushed out of a helicopter and killed. There was a church, where is it at? There's a Georgia church in Hazelhurst, Georgia. It's Grace Baptist Church, and their marquee for church, it said, Prayer for the President, Psalms 109, verse 8. And it says, let his days, on the marquee, it says, let his days be few and let another take his office. And that doesn't necessarily come right out and say that it's a death to him. But when you read the verses, the context of that Psalms, and I'll just go through what I've got out here. It says, when he shall be judged, let him be condemned. And let his prayer come sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. When did we start losing such respect for the President of the United States? When did it become okay to make these kinds of statements and threats against the President of the United States and nothing be done about it? When we have congressmen sitting in chamber calling the president a liar, we have Pat Buchanan referring to him as boy. When did this become okay and acceptable? I want to know, because I've never heard it against, used in any way against any other president except President Obama. And now when George Bush was messing up and making mistakes all over the place, when he did nothing but sat in that chair for 5 minutes when 9/11 occurred with that blank look on his face and nobody challenged anything. You know, President Obama has gone out. He's gotten Osama bin Laden. He's got Muammar Gaddafi now out of Libya. And I think, actually, what's happening over in that section of the world, the election of President Obama to the highest office in the United States is the catalyst going forward for all these other countries that we're seeing, Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, Yemen, because they have a very young population. Most of them are in their 30s. A large part of their population is in their 30s. They're educated, and they're thinkers. And now, because of the technology, the internet, and everything else, they're exposed to things outside of their country and see things for what they can be versus what they have been under the dictators and tyrants that are there. And I personally think President Obama has, in his election, has been a catalyst for those things occurring in those countries. I don't know if anybody else has that kind of a thought process or have thought about that, any feedback on that whatsoever. Anybody in the chat room or anybody on the phone care to comment? The number is 646-378-0763. And again, like I said at the beginning, we have a mission for those that have just come on. Our mission is to inform our voting listeners of current news and trends happening on the political front that impact their lives by having open conversations and sharing of information and opinion. We want to filter out the noise that we experience in this era of information overload and so many 30-second sound bites that have occurred that unfairly represent the truth and thereby misleading the public. And we need to start a grassroots movement to get the public to act in the upcoming elections. We need to have the largest turnout of poor and middle class in this country that we've ever seen. And oh, by the way, that needs to happen not only for presidential elections, it needs to happen for midterm elections as well. If we hadn't taken our voting rights for granted, then the Tea Party never would have gotten into Congress. We would have still controlled that. The Democrats would have still controlled it. And President Obama wouldn't have been hindered in this way. I mean, look what they did in this deficit debate. They wanted to tie raising the debt ceiling to lowering the debt. Never been done before with any other president. And I don't know about you, but I would definitely love to see Congressman Boehner, Congressman Eric Cantor out of office. Not just relinquishing their senior seats, but out of office, period. They need to go because they have no intentions of doing anything right for the people of this country. Eric Cantor in particular. And the irony about that is the earthquake that we just experienced, the epicenter was in his district in Virginia. And he has been a proponent all along of cutting the budget, the National Geological Survey Department, that basically oversees those types of things, tries to predict those types of things, and responding to different disasters. So I thought it was ironic that it occurred right in the middle of his district. Again, he's taken the heartless view that anything that has to be done, they need to spend money, then they'll have to cut from other places. I mean, how many of you recall when the tornadoes hit Joplin, Missouri? Complete devastation there, lots of lives lost. And he was the first one to come out and say, before any aid went to Missouri, the government would have to figure out where to cut that money somewhere else. I mean, that to me is just heartless. There's no compassion in this man whatsoever. And oh, by the way, his wife serves on the board for one of the major banks out of New York. Happened to be one of his largest contributors. You know, there's a lot of things that have been going on in this country in the last few years. When the Supreme Court basically upholds the right for corporate America to donate as much as they want to political candidates, they open the door for corporations, conglomerates, multinational corporations in specific, to basically steal democracy. Greed has been one thing. Now they're basically taking over the government. And they will in the next few years unless we stand up, raise our voices, and get together to turn this thing around. We definitely have to turn around what's happening in the country. If we end up with one of these Republican candidates, if you want to call them that, Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, Michelle Bachmann, Ron Paul, we end up with them in office, I hate to think what's going to happen in this country. And oh, by the way, the Republicans don't feel that the Democrats even deserve to hold office. With what they're doing, dismantling unions and collective bargaining to weaken the power base of the Democrats, if they get a hold of those offices, if they get a hold of the White House, I can guarantee you there will never, ever be another Democrat hold that office. I mean, we saw the money machine that they generated when Bush was in office, and we didn't think he'd make a second term, but guess what he did? We cannot afford to let them get into office to undo the laws that support the safety nets, that support the poor and middle class that have been there for decades. Yes, we need to reform them, but we don't need to cut them. So come on, people, let's speak up. Tell me what you think. Give me some of your views and opinions. Like I said, this is a show just for me to get on here and rant. It's a show for us to talk and speak together, share ideas, voice our opinions. Let's get mad, and that's fine. Let's get mad and raise our voices, but let's do it in a unified manner, just like Dr. King would have done, in a nonviolent way, to go out here and protest. There's so much more that we can do in large numbers. We don't have to get violent. We just have to put the numbers out there for people to see. The Republicans are getting an earful now in their town hall meetings. They definitely are. But do you think they're going to change and do what their constituents want? No, they're not. Their approval rating is at the lowest it's ever been, and so is President Obama's at this time. I'm not concerned about that at this time because it's August. Like they said, he's always had bad August. The problem is when he comes back in September, I would like to see him come back more forceful. I would like to see him come back with a concrete plan of action to start turning the economy around, whether that be through infrastructure spending, to start putting people back to work. The government has to spend money to put people to work when the economy is in the situation that it's in. There's no way around it. They have to. Okay? Hang on. I got a caller. Let me bring you on. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
Hello.
Welcome there. On it.
Can you hear me? Hello there.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I have been listening to you rant. You've been doing a good job ranting, so can you continue to rant? This is John Juan Williams out of Glenard, Maryland.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you very much.
All right.
One of your issues is that I think the Democratic Party is losing the message, and they let the Republican Party define them, and we're on the defense. So we need to get off the defense and get and be on the offense. Because the best defense is a good offense. And the president has a bully pulpit, and he's not using it as well as he should be. He's starting to use it more, but he needs to use it more. And as a politician, a former one myself, one has to be able to use the tools that they have in place to get the message across. And I just truly believe that the Democratic Party is losing their ability to get the message out. The union busting has been going around the country. Even in Wisconsin, they didn't do enough to get enough seats to get overturned the Senate. They came close, but it sent a message to Ohio that the governor now wants to negotiate. So the initiative, Senate Bill 5, won't be on the ballot for the busting union. But more people need to come out and speak and vote. Not register, but just vote. We got a lot of people who register, but they just don't come out and vote. And if you don't vote, then to me, you're part of the problem.
Agreed.
So the issue comes down to, you know, the Republican Congress, the House, will continue to punk our president if he doesn't stand and draw a line in the sand. And I understand he's trying to be an adult in the room and a bunch of kids, but you can't reason with people who are unreasonable. So you got to stop it. You got to stop trying to reason with people who are unreasonable. You got to get down with the mug with them to understand, you know, I want to get dirty just like you are. And until he does that, they're going to continue to keep punking him. And then he's going to have to modify his position, and he'll keep moving more and more to the center and forget about the 2 years of legislative accomplishments that he has done over the first 2 years in office. He's done more than 2 years of George Bush did in 8 years as far as passing legislation.
When he and we're there.
And people don't understand that. And there's a website out here that had a list of all the bills, all the executive orders that he's done. And it was second to none. I can't remember it now, but I would give it. But you can just list all the legislative conferences he had in the first 2 years. Matter of fact, it was 18 months, not even 2 years. But all that is being washed away with all this trying to compromise with people who don't want to do right by him at any point. And they're not until after he wins the election next year. So at this point, moving to the center. He's already shown he moved to the center. Now he needs to build back his base, rally his base, and get them out to vote. And forums like this, hopefully get more listeners out here to motivate them. I don't want to continue rant because I can take over.
Oh, well, that's quite all right. That's quite all right. I'm glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. I definitely thank you for your input. Thank you for your support. You know, and I will tell you, you know, you were talking about the list of his accomplishments. If you go out on the Facebook and go to Take Back the House in 2012, we've created a number of documents that we stored on that page And I believe one of the ones put out there was on that list of his accomplishments. We also have documents out there basically list some key websites you can go to get information. One, as you mentioned the thing about the issue about folks getting out to vote. With the changes that they're making to voter registration laws, there is a website that you can go to, and it identifies every state of the changes that are about to take place or have already taken place in those states. And you need to start looking at that now versus later so that you can get things done and get your registration. Some states are changing residency requirements so that people can't vote. They're changing requirements for what you have to have as proof of ID. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't say anything. I'm listening.
Okay. But they've changed things that you have to do from a voter ID perspective. And, for example, in Wisconsin, they actually shut down some of the facilities where you go to get those IDs, make it harder for the elderly and the poor that have mobility issues to get to those locations to get the IDs.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a lot of shady things out here, and we have to basically be aware of that. And I definitely appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your help. Like I said, check out Facebook, check out Take Back the House in 2012, and look at some of the documents that are out there. Lots of information in the threads that have been posted, but we've actually started to catalog some of that information and put it in the document file. It's there for everybody to look at and read. The group is an open group, so come on in and let us know what you think. Participate in some of the discussions there. You really find some lively discussions, and you got a lot of folks that want to take the Republicans this time around. So, again, I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. Looks like one more caller here. Hello, caller, 0264.
I want to thank you again for this program.
All right.
And this forum. One last thing. You spoke briefly about the pledges that the Republican Party members are asking each other to sign. Can you just quickly, for the people who aren't aware of what the pledge is all about, I mean, I know you spoke about it generally, but the three main, if you would consider, what you would list to be the three main topics of things we need to be careful of and why we shouldn't be behind people who sign up for this pledge?
The pledge is basically saying that they will not raise taxes. And I'm going to have to cut you quick because we got about less than a minute left. But the pledge is basically saying, getting them to promise that they will not raise taxes under any circumstances whatsoever. That's
correct.
The thing. They don't even want to take away corporate loopholes. Now, taking away corporate loopholes is not raising taxes. That's a government expenditure that you're trying to eliminate. In other words, we're giving that corporation a credit or a subsidy. That's not taxing them. We're paying them to do certain things. Same thing with the corporate jets. Basically, the way they depreciate the value of that jet versus the way somebody else could do it, it's an advantage to them, and they don't need it. The subsidies and everything were when these companies were starting out to give them a hand up. Now that they've grown, those subsidies should be stopped.
Correct.
But I thank everybody. Listen, we're at 10 seconds. I thank everybody for calling in tonight on this first show. I promise you it's going to get better. Be on the lookout for us next week. Thank you very much.